I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The Mountain West region ranks in the top 10 for suicide. A new study from the University of Utah looked into one possible reason for that. Eric Newman has more.
The study tested common antidepressants on rats at different altitudes. It included drugs like Prozac, Paxil, Lexapro, and Zoloft. These make up the majority of prescribed antidepressants. Rats were given the drugs in controlled test settings to simulate life at different elevations, from sea level up to 10,000 feet. What the researchers found was the high-elevation rats had less serotonin. That's the natural chemical the brain produces to regulate mood. That caused the drugs Prozac, Paxil, and Lexapro to be less effective. Shami Konaker is the lead author of the study.
If you're vulnerable generally, then you might be more predisposed to have depression up at altitude.
Overall, she says, their study doesn't suggest altitude is the sole cause of depression or suicide. There are still lots of other factors, but it shifts the balance towards depression. The study is published in the journal Pharmacology, Biochemistry, and Behavior. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Eric Newman.
There was a non-injury wreck during a practice session for the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb early this morning on the highway, but that wreck was cleared and the highway opened to visitors as scheduled. A reminder, though, that due to racing practice this week, there is a scheduled delayed opening for the Summit Highway traffic until 9 a.m. through this Friday, June 22nd, and the highway will be closed to tourists on Sunday, June 24th, for the actual race. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.